From her early years of seeking truth, to missionary work around the globe, and even in her battles with illness, Sarah Young's life exemplified faith, resilience, and a profound connection with God. Her daughter, Stephanie Young van der Westhuizen, remembers her mother's dedication to others, why she began to write the words that eventually became Jesus Calling, and her unwavering commitment to glorify God even in the most trying circumstances. Sarah Young will be remembered by many as one of the most influential Christian authors of her time, but I am blessed to remember her as my mom. Though much has been written about her life and accomplishments, I want to tell you the story of how God graciously worked in her life and the amazing way he chose to use her books. Mom was born in 1946, the second of four siblings. She was a gifted student, blessed with an intelligent mind and a thirst for knowledge. However, even though she is well known for her vibrant faith in Jesus, she did not become a Christian until her young adulthood. She attended Wellesley College and pursued a degree in philosophy, hoping to discover truth and purpose, but became quite disillusioned. God pursued her despite her wayward life and her attitude toward him. During this time, her brother asked her to read Francis Schaeffer's book, Escape from Reason. And through the words of that book, Jesus began to show her real truth for the first time. Mom eventually traveled to Le Brie to study, and she committed her life to Jesus while she was there. She then decided to attend Covenant Seminary, where she earned a master's degree in biblical studies and counseling. While there, she also met her husband, Steve Young, who had grown up on the mission field in Japan. They married in 1977, and soon after, they left for Japan as missionaries. I was born in Tokyo in 1979. My brother Eric was born in Nashville in 1982, between their first and second terms in Japan. While in Japan, Mom learned Japanese by attending a language school, all while helping my dad with mission work and raising my brother and me. As a mom of young children myself, I can only imagine how difficult this time was for her. A new believer, a new mother, trying to do mission work in a totally new place. Along with these difficulties, there wasn't much opportunity for Mom to use her counseling degree. So my parents considered moving their missionary work to another country. In 1987, we moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where we stayed until my parents decided where we should go next. In the meantime, Mom attended Georgia State University and earned another counseling degree, expanding her skills even further. During this difficult time of decision-making and transition, my mom began to pursue spending longer times with God, praying, reading scripture, and journaling. Quiet morning hours spent with Jesus were becoming her lifeline to deal with the stress of our lives, and I would wake up every morning to find her doing this. In 1990, we made a big move across the world to Melbourne, Australia. My parents began a Japanese language church, and Mom helped by teaching Sunday school and English classes. She also began her counseling ministry, which turned out to be much more of a spiritual battle than she'd expected. Many of her clients were spiritually and sexually abused women. Her heart to help these women heal was heroic, and the effort and energy she poured into this ministry was taxing. During the 8 years we spent in Melbourne, Mom began to share her journal writings with others who needed encouragement. One of the people she encouraged most with her writing was her mother, Elizabeth Kelly, or Nani, as we grandkids called her. In 1996, while we were in Nashville for a year of furlough, Nani was suddenly widowed, and my mom's writings became vital to her journey through grief. I remember the day Mom handed me a floppy disk to print in my school's computer lab. It was the first 365-day collection of her journal writings, and she wanted to give it to Nani. Though none of us could have known this would one day become the contents of Jesus Calling, I do remember the gravity of that moment. Handing Mom the